Blog Talk Radio.
If you're deep in the ocean or high on the mountain, Lord, my worship will chase you. My one desire ever be too far away. Draw me close enough to touch you. I wanna touch you. Oh. If you're deep in the ocean or high on the mountain, Lord, my worship will chase you. My one desire is to never be too far away. Draw me close to touch you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everyone. And we welcome you to our final night of overseeing the vision. We are here to celebrate 5 years of making a difference at Love International Women's Ministry and conference speaking. I am your host and the pastor and co-founder of Love, and I welcome everybody. The song says, "Here's my heart of worship." So as we get prepared to go into our final night, we welcome you to join us. And let's just have some Holy Ghost time. The song says, "Here's my heart of worship." And after this, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer. God bless you.
Father, Lord, my worship will praise you. My one desire is to never be too far away. Draw me close enough to touch you. Draw me close enough to touch you. Come on, he's drawing us tonight. Draw me close enough to touch you.
Hallelujah, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God, for another opportunity, God, to come before you, God, and give you praise, God. God, we pray, God, that as we get going on our, well, as we get going, Lord, as we allow you to have your way, God, and be glorified in everything we do, God. God, we lift this show, we lift this service, we lift all the speakers up to you, and we give you glory. We lift the soloists up to you, God. Have your way. Bless every listener, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we give you all the glory, we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
And again, we welcome everyone to our last night the third day of our anniversary. And it is 5 years of making a difference. I can't even believe it's been 5 years. Wow. But it has been 5 years. And over the years, we've had some people come. We've lost a few people, and, you know, but God knows what's best. But through it all, God has expanded our borders, and we don't take anything lightly. But I'm not the one testifying tonight. I could testify. God knows I could. I could share history and go all over the 5 years, but we only have 2 hours. So we're going to give Pastor Linda a few minutes to share her testimony, and then we're going to have Pastor Denise sing. Yes, y'all, she sings. But hopefully by then Pastor Diane will be on the line and ready to bring the Word of God to us. If not, we're just going to go forward and let God have his way anyway. All righty, Pastor Linda, over to you.
Good evening. How are you?
I am well.
I'm Pastor Linda Robinson, and it gives me pleasure to be on this evening to be able to testify and share of the goodness of the Lord of this woman of God, Pastor Sophia Wade, and the Love International Ministries. We go back, probably 5 years. Is that correct, Pastor Sophie? I believe from the inception of your ministry, I first met.
We first met on Well Watered Woman.
Yeah, we first met online on a prayer. Actually, we came together, a few of us, Pastor Tony, myself, you, and someone else. We were on a prayer line together. And then from there, you had a meeting out in, I want to say Huntington Beach, but they're so close together. I believe it was called, what is the name of the city that you were in at that time?
San Juan Capistrano.
No,
San Juan Capistrano.
Yeah, San Juan in Grace's house, I believe it was. Yeah.
Yes.
That was my first encounter with Love International Women's Ministry at that time. You had a group of women there, and I believe Dr. Tony was ministering on that day also. And I had an opportunity to meet some beautiful women and also a beautiful woman named Grace, who is going home to be with the Lord now, but was such a loving person and a strong person. And the next place, I believe it was, the cities were so close together then, I met, I came to minister actually at one of the restaurants that you had there. And again,
yes.
Grace with her graceful self and her strong self, I would say, was there also. This woman was dealing with cancer at the time, but I tell you, somebody that I say was strong in the Lord, even in her weaknesses, she was so strong. And I was just overwhelmed at how the love was poured in, as she poured the love out. And she was the one that needed the encouragement, but she was given encouragement, which was a part of Love International at that time. So going back 5 years and coming up to now, I have watched you, Minister Sophie, over the years. I've seen how you've established this ministry, and you've had Blog Talk Radio. I remember you going on there, and how you stood in the midst of adversities, even in the midst of people who would come on. We know that when you've got social media and different things like that, there are different people that comes on and make their comments. Some were not very kind, but I saw how you stood in love. I saw how you continue to stand in the things of God, and that impressed me very, very much. So first of all, itself just of international impressed me, because I felt it was the same, it was a connection there, it was the same that the Lord had given me, you know, as a commission to go forth to be a messenger of his love, you know, to women and to all of us, but mainly to women. And so that in itself brought that closeness together with you. And then I come to know, I ended up coming to know you in a special way. We were connected in the spirit, but I actually came to meet you in person for the first time, I believe. No, that wasn't the first time. The second time when you were at where we were living now. But I came to meet a person that was strong in faith. And I mean, a woman full of love and a woman that didn't mind helping, a woman that stood regardless of what anybody would say or anyone would try to come to discourage. I saw the strength in you, and that's what I appealed to, and that's what I was so blessed by. Getting back to Grace, you know, this was your fifth year, and the Lord began to show me that, you know, well, you know, the fifth, the number five is the number symbolic, the number Grace. And then I thought about Grace today when I asked you, I said, what was her name? I forgot. I said, Grace, oh, God, began to show me that this was not such a coincidence, you know, that this was your fifth year and this was the number of Grace, and that number of Grace actually symbolizes God's empowerment, his goodness, and his favor toward his humanity. And it's also a number of manifestation, and it aligns with freedom. And that freedom is the freedom to pursue that which fills your heart with purpose and joy and bliss. Five is the number that it's a doing, it's a number of doing. In other words, it's not a number just sitting down doing nothing. It's an action number. It's a number of doing, and it represents faith in action. That described you to me. Faith in action, and how it correlates with Grace. I believe the Lord is saying that we're celebrating Grace because she was a part also of this ministry as well as Love. And I know it's not just Love International with you, but every person who has touched this ministry and every person who has come to be a part of this ministry in any way, we are all celebrating one another during this time. And I'm so grateful and so thankful to be a part of it and to be a part of your life and you being a part of my life, because I've had times where I've had to call you. You know, God gives us people. He gives us specific people. Everybody, I'm sorry, can't pray for you because everybody don't know how to pray effectively. And so there have been many times that I've come to you and I said, sis, I need agreement. I need agreement on the word. I need agreement in this. And you would tell me, well, why you wait so long to call me, you know? But I knew that I could always count on you because I know you are a prayer warrior. You stood for this ministry. You stood for other people. And I knew that you would stand with me. So I appreciate that also. One of the things that I really, and please, you, I asked the Holy Spirit to stop me. Don't let me go over 15 minutes because I know there are others. But you also be that clock, Pastor Sophie, for me, because I know if I start on the topic of love, I can get on a roll and just go on and on and on. But one of the things that I noticed also about love itself, life is nothing without love. You know, we don't have life without love. Everybody wants to be loved. I want to be loved. You want to be loved. Your children want to be loved. But there are different types of love, and we know this. But everybody wants to be loved, but there is no life without love. Everything starts with love. We can't do anything without love. Love for Christ is what produces a love for humanity. You know, we can't even love humanity unless we love Christ. And so I believe, and I'm going to make this quick, that during this time and during this time of celebration with you, and we're going to continue to celebrate as we go on and on and on, that the Lord is drawing his people into this place of intimacy, into his chambers with him, so that we will be able to experience that love. Sometimes we think we know the love, but until we go into that chamber, into that room or that place, that intimate place with him, so that we can experience his love and he can begin to pour and share that, show us, you know, show us all about his love, we will become to realize that what I thought was love didn't even touch the surface. So I believe that as we are drawn and as he continue to draw you, as he continue to draw this ministry and those who become to help you in this ministry, as he began to draw the whole body of Christ actually into this place of intimacy with him, because that's the only way we're going to know, you know. That's the only way we're going to be able to experience it, because love itself, that we can have the knowledge of love, but without the experience of love, we don't really know what it is. So we would just allow him to take us to that place, into that chambers with him, and allow him to pour that into us. It's almost like a transfusion. I pour my love out to me. But during that time of intimacy with him, we will begin to understand that when we treat others the way we want to be treated, which is love, it opens the law for blessings for us, you see. And so I want to quote this. I saw an interview, I believe it was this year, it might have been the beginning of the year, and this woman's name was Zainab Salbi, I believe it was. And what she said was, "I believe love is bigger than all, no matter what happens in the world, with all the races, the prejudices, the things, even the elections and things that is taking place right now. Everything that is going on and taking place, love is still bigger than all." And I agree with her. You know, and therefore, if this is the case, if love is bigger than all, love would triumph over any circumstances, over any obstacles, because the one who is love has already triumphed over them for us. And so as we look at that, we can see also that love will cover. The Bible says love covers. It conquers. It overcomes. It overpowers any obstacles that we may be going through or things that we cannot do on our own unless we have the help of love and the Holy Spirit, you see. So love is a powerful, strong force. Covers. He's already covered our sins, he said. And so he said, "But I want you to be so engulfed in my love that you will know that you know that you know that when your brother or your sister come across your path and they may come across in a wrong way, we won't look at them as being evil, but we'll just look at it as being they just don't understand or have come to that place of intimacy or that love with me, you know, so that they can understand. And so we'll be able to know how to deal with those people in love." And so I say to you, and I'm going to close because I know the time is winding down. I have plenty that I could say and want to say, but that will be at a different time. But I believe that all of us, you know, including you, God has given us an entrance. You know, he's given us an entrance to draw into him, to come, like I said, to come into that chambers, to go deeper and to go higher with him, and that so he can express that love to us. And as we begin to go there and as we begin to allow him to show us, then we'll begin to know that the thoughts and the different thinking and the things that we go through, that we know that he's already covered them. And all we have to do is come into the knowledge of the truth and begin to walk in that truth. You know, I tell the women on Tuesday night that he doesn't want us to have a consciousness of the deeds of the flesh or have a consciousness of us, as people call their sin, of the things that we're going through. He wants us to understand, yes, get an understanding, but I don't want you to stay there with that consciousness of woe is me. I want you to begin to walk in the truth. Walk out of the fullness of the Godhead that is in us. Walk in the fullness that has already been placed inside of your spirit. And when you begin to walk from that truth, you begin to walk in victory.
Yeah.
He said, love your enemies. If I just said it off the top of my head, many would say, can I love my enemy when my enemies have done this to me? But it's possible because he told us to do it. Our enemies are anything like our adversaries. It doesn't necessarily have to be a person. It can be a circumstance or a situation that we are going through. Anything that comes to accuse your mind, that talks to your mind to tear you down, and going back to the vision that you just had, I mean the title that you had, it is anything that comes to kill, steal, and destroy and attack the mind and draw and entice us away from our focus, our purpose, and the vision so that we won't be able to oversee or be a leader over the vision he has entrusted to us. And so I'm saying to everybody, anyone that's listening in and those that will come to listen in later on, allow the Lord to do a work in us. Allow him to express that love through us. And as we begin to grow and mature more and more and more, then we'll be able to walk in the liberty by which he has called and set us free. And Pastor Sophie, I'm going to say this as I end. The Lord has declared, he said, I've already declared, you know this, it's just a reiteration. He said, I have declared Love International into existence from the beginning. I spoke a thing. When I speak a thing, what it will be before it happened. I will speak it before it happened. And he said, you're walking out what I have already preordained before the foundation of the world. He said that he declared the outcome or the end result from the beginning, and I called it Love International. And he said, I'm pleased. I'm well pleased. And he began to tell me that there would be expansions, you know, that you're getting ready to be expanded, that you're getting ready to have to go into new territories. You're getting ready to see new faces. There are going to be new people. You're getting ready to have new assignments. And over the waters, over into Africa. I know you're called to Africa. He said not only do you have spiritual daughters, spiritual sons, but you have spiritual sisters and brothers, and I'm going to increase that. And those doors are getting ready to be open. There are going to be many more doors to open up as he expand the vision and as he expand you. And so I say to you, my sister in the Lord, that I am so pleased, I'm so happy, I'm so blessed to be in your presence and to know you. I'm so blessed to know that that a person who walked, who expands or talk the talk, walk the walk. In other words, they walk the walk and they talk the talk. You see the results of what they say. And I appreciate you. I love you. And I say, God's blessings be upon this ministry, that the anointing increase. Hallelujah. Mahasiko dorobo shina mahasia. Your Father, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, for my God, I bless her. I bless her. I bless her in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Thank you, Father. Y'all, I had to give her 15 minutes because it's hard for a pastor to just get on and testify for 2 minutes.
Yes, it is.
And so I had to give her 15 so that we would be in the ballpark. Thank you, Pastor Linda. I received that. I totally did it. And Denise, are you ready to sing?
Yeah, I guess I am. That's all that I am. About as ready as I'm going to ever be.
Okay, testify and then sing.
Well, my testimony is going to be about you, Miss Sophia. My testimony is probably a little more extensive and lengthy than the Sister Linda, so I'm not going to go there, but I just want to say and just give a testimony on my sister in Christ, my spiritual sister, my big spiritual sister, Sophie. I met her in the year of 2012 at a very crucial point in my life, and I can say that I wasn't even looking for a big sister. It's like she found me. And because I'm the big sister, so I never had a big sister. So God always knows what we need when we need it, amen. And she just showed up. I can tell you that I was trying to get on her line. I was in another ministry and just being faithful to God and what I was called to do. And I couldn't even get on the line. I think I popped in for like 2 minutes. I think she probably just got a glimpse of me. Probably didn't even know how I even looked. But in the spirit, I think she recognized me. But to make a long story short, she called me back. The woman of God called me back and said, "This lady has a word for you." And I can tell you, it was a pick-me-up word because I needed it. Even though I was in a ministry and the woman of God who was covering me at the time was the one that had to call me to let me hear the word of God. And the word of God was so profound. And it was something to the sort of thing that it was time to release me. So imagine that. That's why I have to say my sister's very bold in the spirit. I have to give her that. Sometimes she can be a little, I'd be like, okay, I'm about to get a Holy Ghost boldness like that. But I just thank God for her because she spoke those words in my life. And I tell you, it has been a blessing from then up to now. She knows my struggle, and yes, she has been there. She's always praying for me. It's been times when I haven't talked to her, and she'll send me a text, and she doesn't know what's going on because I haven't told her, but I know she's laboring in the spirit, you know, concerning me. So I just thank God for her consistency, because she has also been consistent with supporting me in my ministry. And even when she was kind of biased on what I was doing, but she still supported me. That means a lot to me. And the love that Sophie has it runs deep. It is a love that overflows. It flows out of her and it flows into others. Now, I have never met her personally, but she feels more like a sister than my biological sister. And it's like, even though I can't see her physically, she's always there. That means a lot to me, and it means a lot to others I know, because we want people that we can depend on. So I just thank God for her. She knows my walk and she knows my struggle. But as I sing this song, it is crazy because this song that I am going to attempt to sing is a song that even in our relationship, between the years that I've known her, she has helped me to be able to do this along with the Spirit of God. But it's a song when I was little, I hated to hear this song. Every morning at 6 o'clock in the morning, every time I'd be to get up and go to school, this person was on here singing this song. And I used to say, this woman irritates me. But I was younger, but as I grew and the older that I got, I couldn't shake this song. I kept hearing it in my spirit, but now I know what it's saying because it's been a struggle for me to learn how to do. And I know that this is one thing that I want God to help me be able to do. So I am going to, Sophie, I love you. I agree and stand in agreement with the woman of God, with everything that God has spoken over your ministry. I know that it's already an established word. And when the word has already been established, and so shall it be. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So shall it be. So I am looking forward to the doors that are opening in your life. Not only that, but sharing the triumph with you and rejoicing in the Lord with you as you walk through those doors. Amen. So that's all I got to say. Now give me 1 second. Okay, give me 1 second. So I just wanted to say that to you because I love you, and I am going to attempt to sing this song. Now this song is a song that I'm 40 blank. I don't have to say how old I am, but this song is probably, I don't know how old it is, but I know it's dear to me, and it's One Day at a Time, so I'm going to attempt to sing it. Because I need God to help me to take one day at a time. Because I really believe that if we just take one day at a time, we won't be bombarded by a lot of things that are going on in our life that distract us from getting close to God and getting intimate with Him and feeling the love that He has for us. So I want to attempt to sing this song. Okay. Okay. Give me a minute. Hello. Human. I'm just a woman, Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway that I have to climb. Lord, for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus, that's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do everything that I have to do.
Hallelujah.
Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. Do you remember,
hallelujah,
when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then.
Hallelujah.
Pushing and shoving, crowding my mind. So for my sake, please teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time.
Hallelujah.
Sweet Jesus, that's all we're asking from you. Just give us the strength to do every day what we have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be ours. So, Lord, for your sake, teach us to take one day at a time. Oh, Lord, for my sake, just teach me to take one day at a time.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. One day at a time. I just need to learn how to take one day at a time, because the Bible tells us not to worry about what we're going to eat. Take no thought for tomorrow. So I am asking God to continue to help me, not just me, but us, to learn how to take one day at a time and embrace Him in that one day and everything that He blesses us with. Amen. God bless.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Denise. That was a very timely song. We need, even in this day and hour, especially in this day and hour, we need to take it one day at a time. Because we can't get ahead of God. And if He's given us the vision, if we are following His vision, and if we're overseeing His vision, then we have to wait on Him to give us the instructions that we need in order to be able to pursue the vision. And God has, you know, God has always been that. It hasn't always been easy. when people are saying, but you said you were coming. And I'm like, well, God said I was coming too, but he hasn't given me the money to come. And so, and so everybody, it's like a one day at a time. God, you said. And, but, so it's what you can't get ahead of God. And so 5 years of making a difference, it hasn't been easy. But I praise God, it's been a blessing, and I wouldn't trade it for anything. I won't trade it for anything. Amen. I am not the messenger for the hour, so I'm not going to even get started. Pastor Diane, are you ready? Unmute yourself, dear. Are you ready?
Hello.
Yes, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, ready.
All righty. I want to introduce everyone to Pastor Diane Williams. She's an awesome woman of God. I don't think she realizes how awesome she is, but she is an awesome, anointed woman of God, and God connected me with her through another phone line ministry, and it has been a blessing, and I just want her to come forth, take her liberty. If she wants to testify, she can. If she wants to sing, she can, but she's here to. But don't forget to preach when you get through singing or testifying. But I release this floor to Pastor Diane.
God bless each and every one. I just thank the Lord for this day, for this instant day that the Lord has made, and I shall rejoice and be glad in it. I just thank God for this opportunity to come to you on October the 30th, 2016, a day I didn't think I will ever see, but God has blessed. And I thank God for Pastor Sophie and each and every one who is on this line right now. What I heard, I was late a little bit, but nevertheless, I was on time because it's the time God has had me to be able to get online. And I enjoyed that song, One Day at a Time. I thought about that the other day. You don't hear too much of it being sung today. One day at a time, because that's what we need, because in this day and time, we need the Lord. And it takes one day at a time. It takes one moment at a time, because we need him every minute of the day. And we need instructions from the Lord. And that's what we need, because in the day and time that we're living in, we know some things, but we don't know all things. But we are who are walking in the faith and looking to Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith, that we need to have instruction from him to know which way to go, what decision to make, and what's happening, what's going on, because some things that is what's going on in this world, we don't know what to do. But we know that we do stand in the Word. We stand on the Word of God. And some things, we might get a little weary at times, but we're asking God just to lead and direct us which way to go and what to do and what to say. Because we are facing a lot of things in this life that it got to come to pass because it's in His Word. You know, He said a lot of things would happen in the last days. And someone had stated, we're not living in the last days, we're living in the last hour now. And, you know, a lot of people are weary about this and that and everything, but we just have to walk by faith, and we got to stand on the Word of God, amen? And I was just listening to some things, and the other lady was singing, was talking as I had came on, and about, you know, just seeing the vision and having the chamber of love, you know, the chamber of love. And that love means a lot. And love is powerful, and especially it's powerful when you are really acting in love and showing the love of God and just showing it and just acting upon it and doing what God called you to do. That's very powerful. It can put your enemies to flight. Amen. And he said, love and kindness have I drawn thee. You know, love and kindness have drawn thee. You know, you can silence the enemy in love. Hallelujah. You can put them to flight in love. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I just thank God. I ask the Lord just to bless me, oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, as I come before your people, God, today, God, I ask you to bless me. Oh, God, that you would just have your way today, God. You know, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for Love International, oh, God. Hallelujah. Pastor Sophie, oh, God. We just thank you, God, for she walks in love, God, and she tries to love everyone, oh, God. Hallelujah. Some things that some people are not easy to love, God. Oh, but Father God, but she's standing on your word, and she's exercising your word. Hallelujah. On your people, oh God. Jesus, I ask you to just bless and to continue to bless, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank and praise you, God. Lord, word my mouth into what you want me to say, oh God. Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, God, right now, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank God. I was looking at you had a Habakkuk 2:2, right?
Yeah.
Pastor Sophie. Habakkuk 2:2.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay. All right, I just see here at Habakkuk 2:1, I will stand upon the watch and set me upon the tower and will teach to see what he will say unto me and what I will answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for a appointed time, and at the end of it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm just going to stop right there. It takes faith to do the things that God has called you to do. And faith is something that we don't see. But faith is something we believe and stand on. Hallelujah. And whenever God has called you into ministry, it's not easy, and you are going to stand, hallelujah, by yourself most of the time, because sometimes people don't see what God has given you and don't understand what God has given you. But it's not for the people to see and understand, but it's for you to believe and know and understand that what God has called you to do, and to just to step out by faith and go and know that God has called you. Because we may not understand the print that God has gave you, the blueprint of God has gave you of your vision. For the electrician person may not understand how the building is. All he's supposed to do is go in and just wire everything up and everything. And the other person who's going to lay the sheetrock and everything, he don't understand, well, how the electrician going to do this and that. He just know, but he don't understand. But everybody got their different position in God to do whatever God called them to do. Some things we don't know, we don't understand. But all we know that God gave us a blueprint, and we may not understand how it's going to be, but just long that we know we follow him and walk in his path, the way that he is calling you to do, the path of holiness, hallelujah, the highway of holiness, just walk. And he will make some things plain to you and let you know what it is and what it's not. Hallelujah. We don't understand. Our ways is not his ways, nor our thoughts his thoughts. But if we would just follow and just do what he tells us to do, God will just make a way. Hallelujah. Just like Moses, you know, he wanted to deliver the children of Israel. God to use him And well, he was orchestrated to use him, and how can he had every excuse, but God had a remedy for it. We have excuses, but God got a remedy for it. He wouldn't have called you if you wasn't qualified. Hallelujah. But he just to let you know that he is God. He will make a way. Whatever he tells you to do, he will make a way. So as a being in ministry, I have learned that whatever God don't provide me the resource to do, I just don't do it. I had to learn the hard way. And I learned that when we follow the steps of the Lord, it's easy. And love plays the name of the ministry. Love means a lot because you have to love people unconditionally, in spite of all what how they treat you and what they may do. You have to love and still keep going. And everybody got a love ministry. You got to have love in your ministry. But when people see love, they want to know how much love you have. And some people will test and see how much love you have. But God is love, and love is God. You know, there's no other way around it. And I'm just overseeing the vision of God, what He has given you. That means to stay steadfast, because God will just make it plain. If I'm talking all over the place, because I am. And because also some things are kind of ministering to me, some things I have experienced and things I had got upset about, and I have got upset, and I didn't understand some things, but it was all for my making, to learn and to listen to God and to trust God that He will lead and guide me and not let people lead and guide you by tradition. Because it may be a way God wants you to go. I had once had a conference one time, and I had the people who the Lord laid on my heart to come and to speak. And of course, these were some first ladies, and some of them was coming from over about 100 miles away, and they had a few minutes to speak on the program. And I was instructed by someone who was very well known how to put on conference and what to do, the do-nots and whatever, this and that. And she said, "You don't do that. These are first ladies. You don't give them a subtopic to speak for a few minutes." And I was feeling all bad. And I'm like, well, I did it. And I didn't know what to do. And, you know, they coming, and, you know, and... But the Lord had spoke to that person and said, "I told her to do that. These women need a word. And for them to come, they needed to come to speak, but He's going to speak into their life." Now, if I would have made the plan that God gave me to this person, what He told me to do, because it already was out and they was on their way coming, I wouldn't have did by what they had said, told me I didn't follow instruction, the protocols. But I was just doing what God has told me to do. All I just wanted to do was just be a vessel unto the Lord. And God had a word for the women. Hallelujah. And they felt bad and they shut up and said, "Oh, God said He did tell you to invite them, and He had a word for them," and everything. And so it encouraged my heart to do it as God leads me to go the way He want me to go in the ministry. And because that was something that I had to do, was oversee what God is telling me to do, and regardless what people tell me, say, you out of protocol, you know. Excuse me. But just being in the will of God, everything will come the way God hath ordained everything to come to pass. Hallelujah. And I'm not really feeling well right now, because my looked like my pressure was up and I wasn't feeling too good. But nevertheless, I'm just going to press on. Because as I'm speaking, some things I've been going through, I'm speaking to myself also right now. And I just want to thank Pastor Sophie for just giving me this opportunity, this time right now. to speak about overseeing the vision, because God gave us all a vision and a plan in our life. It may be a personal ministry, or it may be to work with a ministry, but if we would just stick with it and just stand and do what God had called us to do, that we know that everything shall be amen and all, and it will be okay, and everything will come out, because the will of God is going to be. And all we have to do is just look to Him. As I say, I always say, He's the author and the finisher of our faith. And a lot of things you have to go by faith. And if we act upon it, God will supply. Hallelujah. He will make a way for you. And some things we want to do, but it may not be for a set time. But if God gave it to you, hallelujah, write it down and just, hallelujah, stand on it. Wait for it. Hallelujah, because it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, and it will come to pass in the word of God. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. That if we would just wait on it, it will come to pass. And some things we may not think that it should come right now. We might think it should come right now, but it's not going to come right now. It may come later, but it's on God's timing. Everything is God's timing. Hallelujah. You know, Moses had a thought that they will be delivered just like that, but it wasn't, but there was a process. But also that we will see and know how to believe and trust God, you know, and I going through. Hallelujah. You know, that, you know, He show His power, that He know. Hallelujah. Some people was fighting against me where I was having a meeting at, and I was getting a little bit discouraged, and I was getting tired. Well, I go somewhere else. But the Lord said, I was, but Lord, but where do you want me? Where shall I go? Stay there. I'm like, well, these people, you know, I got tired of being persecuted by this and by that, but it was all working for my good, you know. But I have to learn to believe and trust God. Whatever I go through, there's going to be some obstacles, but you got to just stand on the word of God. But God say, go there, you know, to this building. You go there and stay, even though you're getting persecuted for a lot of things and getting fined for this and they lying on you. And God help me, because I can't stand for nobody to really lie. But I have to be, hallelujah, I have to, you know, be able to take it. So whatever Christ went through, we got to go through. I got to arm myself likewise, you know, hey, because if He went through persecution, I'm going to have to go through too. And it's for my making. I said, Lord, just help me. And He told me just stay, and I did. And they had a meeting on me, and he said, don't worry about what's going to happen. Leave your message, all your things that you wrote down, what you want to say and do, in that meeting. He said, leave it. He said, they're going to hang themselves. You just go in there. I went in there to the meeting, and they spoke all against me and everything. And then I was like, wow. And then they said, I'm not going to go into everything, but they said a key thing, that no money is supposed to be no transaction of money is supposed to be taken up in the place and stuff. And I said, really? And I said, oh, I didn't know that. I said, you mean to tell me that you can't sell Tupperware or blah, this and that in the place? They said, no. And they wanted to know how much money I was making in the ministry, how much money I was taking up. I said, I'm not really out for money. I'm just doing what the Lord called me to do. He didn't call me to become rich and take money from people. I just asked for a donation, and that's it. And we're not trying to, you know, make it big or anything. But they said no money is supposed to be taken up in the room and stuff. And the people who was persecuting me, they were selling, having parties and all kind of stuff, and selling stuff in the place. And when they found out that they were not supposed to be doing that, their mouth flew open and everything. And the Lord just let me know, see, they just hung themselves. And I thank God for whatever you do. You know, we may not understand, but we just stand there and just in the word of God and just keep on walking on the path that He have called us to walk on. He's going to see us through. And regardless whatever we go through, He is going to bless us. Hallelujah. He will fight for us regardless whatever is happening and going on. And I said, Lord, we done prayed for this lady's child, and the Lord done healed them. and this and that. Why would they do this? But, you know, hey, that's, they will do those type of things. And you still got to learn to love them people and treat them right and be kind to them. Hallelujah. You know, Christ, he died for us, you know, and even though the people don't want him, some of them, they reject him, but he still loved and he still cared. Hallelujah. But if we will still have that love in us and to show people, hallelujah, regardless how they treat us, we're doing the will of God. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life. But a lot of people is not accepting that. But we don't get mad and angry, but we just keep moving on. Hallelujah. God, he still loved him. He cared for him. He did all what he can. He took many stripes. Hallelujah. He took a piercing. He took a whipping. He got spat on and everything. But thank God, it was not the nails that held him to the cross, but it was the love that he had for his people that he's engrafting in to be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I just thank him for love, because love does cover a lot of multitudes of sin. Hallelujah. Even we might love a person, but we overlook some things. Hallelujah. But we got that agape love, that love God. Hallelujah. Oh, we can look and love beyond and just love the... just love the person until they become right. And that's a hard thing to do sometimes for us. But God, help us, oh God. Just help us, God. But hallelujah. But thank God that he gave Pastor Sophie how to oversee the Love International Ministry. And she really loves it. She talks about it. She breathes it. She sleeps it. She walks it. And that's a beautiful thing. And so that means that you all in for it. You're all into it. You're 100% into the ministry, and you're into what God has called you to do and to win souls to Christ, hallelujah, and to encourage people to walk by the word of God that God has instructed and called you to do. And some things people may not know, that you will correct them in love, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You correct them in love. Hallelujah. And that's something I saw how you do. You don't just go beat them up and just strike them down and blah, blah, blah. But you do it in love. And then you do it in love. You do it in the spirit of love. Hallelujah. The spirit of love. Hallelujah. The spirit of love. Hallelujah. Of correction. Hallelujah. That means a lot. Just don't go to them in a nasty, hatred way. That turns people away. But when you do it in love, a person have no other reason and feeling just to do it, just melt down. You say, I receive it. I may not believe it right now, but I receive it. But I will think about it and pray about it and see what the Lord will say about it to unfold it to that person. Because I have been there before. People have rebuked me in love. There's people have rebuked me in anger. Hatred, you know, just, oh, you thought you this and that, blah, blah, blah. But no, but I have noticed that Pastor Sophie, she do things in love. And that love means a lot. And that love will get you. Hallelujah. You may be wrong, but you may not think that you're wrong at that time when they're telling you about yourself. But later on, it will come back to you. And it just melts you down and causes you to repent, to turn from what you are doing. That you thought was right, but it was wrong. But she came to you in love to tell you with the scripture about the word of God. Amen. And I just think I'm just going to end, Pastor Sophie. I'm just kind of here and there and everywhere, but I'm just going to kind of end here. And I do not have mute on my phone because I'm on a house phone and my phone don't mute. This phone right here doesn't mute. It's not a cordless phone. It's a regular phone. And I thank God for everything. I actually just continue just to pray for me as I pray for you. And God bless each and every one.
Amen. Pastor Diane, don't hang up. Pastor Linda, will you pray for Diane?
Yes, I will. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, I'll be on mute. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. Father, we thank you for this, first of all, for this time of fellowship We thank you, Lord God, for Love International Ministry. And now, Lord God, we want to pour our love on Pastor Diane. I thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, for her body. You said that by your stripes we're already healed, and that the symptoms and the issues that comes to attack our bodies, Lord, that we can speak to that issue and it can be removed. In Jesus' name, every part of her body, I release the healing anointing, the healing virtue of Jesus Christ to flow through her body now. I thank you for a supernatural increase in strength, O God. Your strength. Exchange your strength and give her your strength, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Praise you right now in Jesus' name, O God. Hallelujah. That the woman of God has came and poured out. And now, Lord, we want to pour back into her as we come into agreement. As we thank you and we praise you, Father God, for her healing. Hallelujah. I bless
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We are agreeing together. We
thank
you, God, for this manifestation to come forth.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for rest, O Lord. Rest. As she rests and rests in her body. I give you praise. I thank you and I praise you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you. We bless you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Bless your name. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
The pain must go in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Wherever the weakness is, it must go in the mighty name of Jesus. It cannot stay. We thank you that you've given us authority. You've given us the power to decree a thing and it shall be established. We can establish your truth. We can speak your truth and your truth will be established in the body.
Thank you, Lord.
But right now, we bless you and we praise you. We come into
agreement.
Pastor Diane, body is healed and the manifestation is taking place now.
That God was having you to go. Sometimes we're just hopping all over the place, but God is dropping little nuggets. Because God knows what people need to hear when they listen to the replay. God knows what we need to hear when we listen to the replay. And God knows what we need to hear while we're speaking. So, no, you were just right on. And if you felt better, you probably could have gone another 45 minutes, but I'm not going to ask you to, so don't panic. But,
thank you.
Pastor Linda, do you have any last words or anything?
Lord, thank you.
Can you hear me? My phone is going out. I was going to try to get on my cell phone.
Okay.
You know, we talked about this being Love International.
Yeah.
Love, and all I'm getting is, and I think Pastor Diane covered that, love covers, and I think I mentioned it earlier, it covers all, actually. Love even heals. So I just see the love of Christ just saturating himself in your body. Hallelujah. And anyone else that is listening in or anyone else that may listen in, let the love saturate and permeate your very being. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Thank you.
God, in the name of Jesus, I'm standing in agreement right now. Pastor Diane, blood, hallelujah, God, from the crown of her head to the soul of her feet, God, we pray, God, let your healing virtue begin to cover her, God. God, every weakness, every ache and pain, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we also come, oh God, and we pray that every discouragement, God, that has been placed in her life, God. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you would lift her up, God, and that you would remind her, God, that you have not forgot, God. Hallelujah, Jesus, for your perfect love, hallelujah, God. Truly cast all fear, your perfect love, God. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus, it was for your love, God, that you died. God, hallelujah, God, that we might have that chance
thank
to meet
you, Lord.
And
thank you, Lord.
God. And that we pray, God, hallelujah, God, that she would feel your love flowing through her and in her, God. In the name of Jesus, God. God, we know that all things work together for the good, God.
Thank you,
hallelujah,
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord.
So in spite of what might come our way, God, we trust you, God. We know that you're working it for our good, Pastor Diane. He is working it for your good.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus. And the peace of God which passes all understanding. You might not understand it right now, but God is giving you peace. And because it passes all that we might understand, we may not understand much, but God is still working it for our good. And when in the end, he's going to show us what it was all for, what it all meant, God. Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus. Everything. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
God is perfecting his work in you and through you. And when he says he's going to heal you, all of this is just healing. It may be manifesting, but remember, the storm always gets worse before it stops.
Thank you, Jesus.
So everything that you're feeling is still working towards your healing. God said he would do it. God promised you he would do it, and he's going to do it because God does not lie.
Thank you.
And so we glorify you, we magnify you in the name of Jesus. And we praise your name, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Because you are worthy, God. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
It is well, Diane. It is well.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
God, this whole weekend has just been wow, and I feel blessed. I feel restored, refreshed, and another 5 years should the Lord tarries. Who knows? We might be airing this from Africa in another 5 years.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Pastor Diane, do you have anything else you want to say before we close up?
No, I just I just thank God. I got to give Him the glory, the praise, and I just have to stand on His word and believe. It's easy to say, to tell people and pray people, oh, believe God for your healing. But when it comes down to you, look like it's another story. I'm asking God just to help me. Some things seem like it's kind of impossible, and I know it's not, but like I said before, when I was having back problems, I kind of didn't know it was back problem. I thought it was just a side or something, and didn't know back problems come like that. And I gotten kind of worse and shooting pain and stuff, and I kept going to the doctor, and they was, saying that sound like diabetes and stuff like that, and it wasn't, and I wasn't a diabetic at the time, and they said, and they kind of found out the pain was coming from my spine, and about time I really got the chance to find out what was going on. It overtook me, and I was just really, really crying, didn't understand. But I never forget, I was at a service, a lady was praying and saying, God is, working in your spine area. I see the finger of God is operating. I looked at this lady. I don't know what she's talking about. That's exactly what I said. And I said, she's trying to say something, announce the things upon me, and I'm like, I don't receive that. I really did. I said that. And then not knowing that months later, that's when I found out I had a spine problem. I had an x-ray. And this x-ray technician, he said, you need another operation. And the other person said, they said, I need operation. I said, what do these people keep talking about? I need another operation. And so this man said, well, yeah, you need another operation. I said, I ain't never had the first one. He looked at me, he said, you did. I said, no, I didn't. I said, if I had an operation, shouldn't I have a scar on my back or something? He went to look at my back, and he almost, kind of swung me around a little bit. I was sitting on the table, pushed me, and he said, I know these are your x-rays. This is it. I did it myself and developed them to myself, and you had an operation. I said, I have no operation, and there was no scar on my back, and the man got upset and just told me, get out of there, to just get on out of the room. And I went over to San Francisco, where I normally go. I was at another city, but I went to San Francisco, and the lady was telling me, oh, you need another operation. I said, another operation? And the Lord said, remember, that lady prayed for you and told you that I was working in your spine area. And I just was really crying, and I said, but God, but they said I need another operation. They said, you need another one. And I said, I do. They said, whoever did this one did an excellent job. And I still wasn't too much comprehending. I was just really just crying. I said, that spine got a lot to do with your whole body. And I just cried and cried. Lord said, I will be with you, And so I went to therapy or something. And the man said, well, if you do exercise and do this and that, probably lose weight, you probably don't need the operation. A lot of people don't take the second operation. And I'm like, wow. and I'm like, God, I said, I didn't even know, I had this problem, but you had did the work. I've had that problem and thinking about believing God for this and that and praying for people. But when it comes down to ourselves, it's like a whole nother story and everything. So I thank God for the adventure and to know how it is and how God will do something for you before you even know yourself or what's going on and happen. He said he'll answer while you're yet talking. He didn't already answer. And I thank him for that. So I just want to thank God for all the healings and stuff. I was walking today and standing more longer than I ever participated to stand, and not realizing that I wasn't in as much pain as I normally be in. And that's a process, and that's a progress. And I just thank God for it. So just continue, just keep me. And look like God's been answering a lot of prayers of mine. It just seemed like the night that I was turned off the TV and I just talked with the Lord and I was just going to sleep. But I was crying about something. I think before my tears really hit the pillow and the sheet, someone called me and told me that God had got a word and told me to give you a call. And I said, Lord, I thank you. Just, you know, because he just, right at this time in my life, God is really showing me that he really loved me, he cared for me, and how he's answering prayer. So I just thank God that, you know, this is my time and season, and I ask you just keep me in prayer. Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. And indeed we are lifting you up in prayer. Even when we don't talk on the phone, know that we are praying for you. I'm going to ask you, Pastor Lynn, if you have any last words, but I'm going to ask you to pray us under you.
Yes, I'm on my cell now. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this time of fellowship, this time of sharing your love, oh God, and allowing the precious Holy Spirit to minister to each of us and even those who are listening in. I thank you right now in Jesus' name that as we go our separate ways tonight, Father, that we not only do we release your love, oh God, we begin to walk in your love. We begin to share it with others, oh Lord, those that we come in contact with, those that we meet, that you're teaching us daily, and we're learning daily how to exercise that love. And you know what your true love is all about, your unconditional love, teaching us to be strong in you and in your power. I thank and praise you for every speaker who have been on this line from Friday. I believe it started on Friday all the way up to this third day. We thank you, Father, that what has been poured out will be poured back into them. So we bless you. And we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory that no matter what we do, no matter what we say, we will always honor and glorify your holy name. We continue to pray and thank you for Pastor Sophie, Lord God. I thank you and release blessings upon her, blessings upon this ministry, blessings upon the airways, blessings upon the places that you're going to take her, Lord God. Blessings upon her pocketbook, her money, her finances that she needs to travel. We said that you supply the need, that you, wherever you send, that you would make the provision. So we thank you for the provisions coming in, even as I speak, Lord God, that you're putting it upon the hearts of people to give so that she'll be able to do the things that you called her to do and to go forth in boldness, to go forth in the authority and go forth, Lord God, being able to help as her heart is a helping heart. She'll be able to help those people, Lord God, that you have sent her to. So we bless you and we thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory. And if anyone is on this line listening in, and we'll be listening in later on, and as we have prayed for Pastor Diane and the healing virtue that flowed through her body, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that the healing power of God and the healing virtue will flow through your body, whatever you're coming up against or whatever's coming up against you. We thank you that we do have the authority, we do have the power, we do have the words. We can establish by what we speak, and so we would declare the word of the Lord. We would declare healing, hallelujah. We would declare that word, and it will be established. No matter how you feel or no matter what you may be going through, No matter what words may be coming against you, no matter what attack may be coming against you, we can decree and we can declare, and it shall be established in Jesus' holy and righteous name. We thank and praise
thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Pastor Diane, I will certainly keep you covered in prayer.
Thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for that word.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone. Thank you, Pastor Diane. Pastor Denise has gone offline, but we thank her as well. Pastor Linda, we really appreciate you. Thank you, everybody, for celebrating with us 5 years of making a difference. And we love you. We appreciate you. Remember, Jesus loves you. And so do we. Good night, and God bless.
Good night. Thank you.